I don't know if anybody remembers, but my first sermon, after I gave my first sermon, I was compelled to give a second one, and it was scheduled for the Wednesday night that we got snowed in to our houses, and we weren't able to come. And since then, I've prayed about it, and God laid on my heart a completely different message for the evening. So I prepared a completely different message than I had anticipated. The title of this sermon, or the message tonight, is "I Don't Know Your Struggles, But I Do Know a God Who Does." And I can hear it as our prayer requests. My message might work out nicely tonight because we've got a lot of people struggling. I know David and Brother Laurel and all the people, we may be struggling with health, or we may be struggling with family issues. But I think that we might be able to relate to an Old Testament story of a man who also went through some struggles and ended up on top on God's side and came through it all unscathed and is now in heaven. So if you would, turn with me into Genesis chapter 37. We're going to jump around just a couple times in Genesis, but it's Genesis 37. I'll wait till I stop hearing paper. That might be a good indicator. In verse 26 of chapter 37, and the Bible says, "And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt." Now, just a little background for this. Leading up to this, Joseph was always, as you may know, daddy's boy of the 12 patriarchs of the tribes of Israel, as they were soon to be. He was the favorite, along with Benjamin, because they were of his favored wife. And all of his life, he was raised up and given a special coat to show that he was dad's favorite. And he'd always kind of been lifted up to that point. Now, all of a sudden, his life turns upside down, and now he's being sold. He was thrown into a pit by the brothers whom he loved and were his flesh and blood, as they said, and now he was being sold into slavery. So in just an instant, his life turned upside down. And I think we can all relate to that, as I'll explain a little bit later, but just instantly, life-changing moments. And just a couple chapters over, go to chapter 39 in Genesis and start in verse 1. I'm going to take Brother Jeff's advice tonight because I got water ready this time. All right, starting in verse 1 of chapter 39, "And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelite, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and served him, and he made him an overseer of his house and all that he had put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessings of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field." Now it goes from, now we can kind of see his life transpire into being sold into slavery, but then he kind of gets a couple steps up. Now he's at least a slave of Potiphar, and Potiphar promotes him because he's a good, godly man, and he can see the Lord working in his life. So it starts to seem as though his life's coming back together. But then one more time I'll have you go is just go to verse 20 in the same chapter, chapter 39, go to verse number 20 and 21. "And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And then as soon as he starts to have that little uphill climb, we always know that God is the God of the hills and the valleys. As I think it's Kelly always sings. I love that song. But God is the God of the hills and the valleys, and as soon as it seems he's coming up to a hill, he gets put back down in a valley. And it seems sometimes for our lives as well, as soon as we start to come back up, we get slammed right back down. Now, I'm not going to claim to know everything about the Bible, but I do know that God has a purpose for everything. Amen? All right. Now, with saying that, I don't think, and I can almost say for certain, that I don't believe God would put somebody in a bad situation just for the sake of he thought it was a good idea at the time. God never puts us in situations. We may put ourselves in situations at times, but God is always, like Joseph, was pulled out of the pit. Metaphorically speaking, God's always able to pull us out of the pit. And you don't have to turn there, but in Psalms 12, verse 6, I'll turn there just so I can read it for sure for everybody. Psalm 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Now, why exactly was Joseph put through these hard times? Like I said earlier, Joseph was always daddy's little favorite. And as some people could probably attest, if you have a child or an only child, they can sometimes get the give me all you can give me attitude. They can be put, exalt themselves a little bit. Now, I'm not saying God just smote Joseph down for that, but maybe there was a reason God put him through these things. And if we can kind of look at Psalms chapter 12, verse 6, I believe that we're all tried at certain times through our struggles of life, whether they be big or small, we're tried in order to purify us and to bring us closer to God, because God can use just a blank piece of silver out of the ground, amen? He can use us as we are. But God also wants to purify us so we can be that perfect piece of jewelry in the end. And we're never going to truly be perfect until at least we meet Jesus up in heaven. But when we go through the hard times that I kind of relate to as the purification process, I can see why we go through them. Because Joseph was later used, I'm kind of going off my notes on this, but as many of you may know, Joseph was used later to save the 12 patriarchs, to save Israel, because when the famine came after all of this had occurred and Joseph was brought back to his authority, Pharaoh used Joseph to store all the food and to actually save the rest of the world and to save Israel and to what it could become. And a lot of people will, when we get into hard times, we often struggle to see the light at the end of the tunnel, as the old saying goes. Joseph may not have always been able to see the better things on the other side of going into prison and being thrown into slavery, and then being put or going getting sold into slavery by his brothers, and then being put into prison, and then being exalted again. He may not have been able to see that, but he had faith. And if we look at Hebrews chapter 11, we can see that faith is really what got all the great men of the Bible through their hard times. And I don't really have a whole lot of points for the evening, but I will say that by faith, we're able to go through the hard times, and God's going to be able to bring us through those times and purify us and bring us into the person that we were truly born to be. Now, I've got a question for everybody. Did anybody like getting reprimanded by their parents? Yeah, me either. And she sits right back there. I didn't always like the things when I would tell a lie and my mom would always say, well, you're going to get twice as bad if you lie to me. I didn't always like punishments like that. I didn't always like the things that I look back at and they were kind of painful. But looking back at it, they've actually made me into who I am. God puts us through different situations like Joseph to turn us into the people he needs us to be for the causes we need us to be. The late brother Jack Hiles, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Jack Hiles. Amen. Does anybody remember his sermon? What was that? God is still on his throne. Does anybody remember that? God was still on his throne. He's like me. He's a very picture kind of guy. He picked up a microphone stand and put it on the pulpit and said, whenever we have something good going on in our lives, we like to put God on his throne. And then as soon as something bad happens, say, we lose our job, we put God off our throne and say, well, God's not on his throne with nothing good's happening in my life. And then as soon as we say, oh, well, I got a new job, we put God back on his throne. And for about the next 5 or 10 minutes throughout his sermon, he puts the microphone stand up and throws it down because either it's a good day or it's a bad day or it's a good day or a bad day. God is still the God of time. God is still our God, whether we like it or not. God is still on his throne. God is still in control. And granted, I don't know the struggles that each person goes through, but I do know a God who does. I do know a God who saw Joseph through the hard times, who saw the Apostle Paul through the hard times, and who brought people together through Jesus Christ. I know a God who can do all that. I may not know your struggles, but I promise you that I do know a God who does. Now, granted, there's some struggles we go through that we may never truly see the other side. There are people at my old church who were going through some hard times and they passed away. And you may say, well, Brother Chris, what if somebody passes away before they see the end of the hard times? Well, I promise you that if you're a saved person today, the end of the hard times will be the best time of literally your life because you're going to go see Jesus. So we may say right now we're in a hard time, we're in some struggles, and amen, we are as a nation. But God was on his throne when Nixon was in office, God was on his throne when Obama was in office, and God is still on his throne with President Trump in office, and God will see you through your hard times, just like he saw Joseph through the hard times. Now, I know I'm only 21 years old and I haven't seen a whole lot of hard times, but just in reading the Bible, I can give you examples of it, just like Joseph. And I talked a lot faster than I anticipated. I'm sorry. I think we're going to get out of here a little bit early. But in saying all that, I say this. I'm not going to give an invitation. It's our Wednesday night. But like I said, if you are saved and you never see it through your struggles, you're going to go see Jesus. And I'm almost jealous, especially in today's world we live in. But if you are not saved, I would strongly suggest meeting with either me or anybody in the men's group. Right after service, we're going to go pray in the library, and there are going to be ladies over here praying, if I remember right. And if you're not saved and you have a question, or if you're going through a struggle and you just want to pray with us, the men will be over in the library, the women will be right here. Please come talk to one of us. There's some strange faces this evening that I've never met. So if you're going through a struggle, I hope that my little bit of blabbering could bring you some peace, and I hope that we can at least pray with you or pray for you. But in that, I think we're going to close. Thanks, everybody, for coming. It was a little bit better and smoother, I feel, this time than last time. But, yeah, Brother Don, would you want to pray us out of here?